Okay.
I have another question.
Sure.
Should I take the quantum extra complex?
Well, now that depends on a lot of issues. Estro complex, of course, is designed to help the body deal with bad forms of estrogen, okay? And so if you know that you're producing the 16-dihydroxyestrone, then it's a really good idea to go on this because it converts the bad kinds to the beneficial kind. So this is a very excellent thing, and we see more of a need for this as we get older, and your age is right in that zone. Is there any reason to suspect you're producing the bad kinds of estrogen?
Well, only because of my the mammogram I had and my family history with the microcalcifications, I'm really worried about it.
Okay, well, I don't think it's going to help with microcalcification. I think that your family history, what I'd be looking for as extra immune support and extra help for the whole body, the whole systems of the body, would be DHLA with resveratrol. I'd be looking for things like the fully reduced CoQ10, CoQ-quinol. These guys can impart a reduction of free radical activity, which is one of the mischief makers that starts to put the whole body in disarray. This will provide significant antioxidant activity and, as a result, free radical quenching. And this is something that experts around the world believe is a very big deal. And I can tell you that the United States, very, very sadly, has had a 50% reduction in the antioxidant content of American food in the last 25 years. So, yes, we are ripe for all manner of problems like this, and so many of us are convinced it's genetic. But remember, when you grow up in a family, you guys all eat the same food, and that is confounded with what other people say is genetic. And remember this, the Genome Project has shown that the genes have a methylation capacity. In other words, I can eat a chemical like charbroiled meat, and it'll release all these heterocyclic amines, and they can smash the gene and demethylate it and express a very dangerous gene, okay? Whereas I can eat something loaded with healthy methyl groups, like betaine hydrochloride, trimethylglycine, or I can eat buckwheat or kidney beans and pinto beans properly cooked so I'm not having a digestive issue. And now I'm flooding the body with methyl groups. And if they come in with a little potassium, like we find in our activator, they can escort some of the methyl groups back to the cell and express the healthy gene and suppress the bad guy. Wow. So much of what has been called genetic, and you know, you sit there and think, oh, it's hopeless, has to do with your conduct. Great, huh? And so now you're getting an opportunity to know what I call right conduct for the body. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for your question.
All right, thank you.
Bye now.